Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. I'm your boy, Steady J. I'm live from downtown Dallas at Worldstar Wednesday, which is why I DJ every Wednesday now. So, doing the big, especially here. That's my partner in crime, DJ Pete, but on the one of the dudes right now. So, imagine music going to hit the background. It'd be crazy, so that'd be fun. Live on location. But today's show is very special because once a month I do something called Healthy at the Dust. That's why I focus on some different aspects that help improve your life as far as, and this week is going to be for technical reasons, which is your computer health. And in order to do that, I brought a very special friend of mine, my good friend, Miss Computer Lady, is in the building with me tonight. What's up, Miss Computer Lady?
Hey, what's up? Hey there, everybody. Glad to be on.
Yeah, see, it's crazy. You're the first show that we're going to be doing live from Wednesdays. Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and jamming that at the same time. That's all right. Hey, everybody, I'm in school.
Yeah, so we're taking it back to the 90s right now. We're going to take it back. So y'all going to hear a lot of 90s music and all that stuff in the background, all that good stuff. But first off, you know, some of the regular listeners, they know of you because of you working with us. You've been a person who's worked behind the scenes or something like a dust spot, sharing some computer tips. You know, you've also been part of the audience a lot. I've been showing love to that. But, you know, for those that don't know, kind of let them know about who you are.
Well, again, hello there, everybody. My name is Amber Hawkins. Born, bred, raised in Toledo, Ohio. Heard of a pretty good brother. My parents passed on, but I love them. Did various things, but presently it has been for the 7 years. And it's the 7th year of the apprenticeship of in Toledo, Ohio, where the model is computer training and limited one. As I said before, I specialize in on-site computer training and consulting. I do have the ability of online computer training and consulting. I also promote the post-college business card Dream Song page. And at Internet Radio Talk Show called I'm all covered. Network, and a lot of things being done. I'm grateful for having them done on the desk. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Most definitely. And so, I mean, just I'm going to it, so, you know, like you said, you started with your website, which, by the way, those of y'all don't know, she actually upgraded her website. For those of y'all check out our old website, the same URL and everything, she's actually updated. So kind of tell us about the great update she made to your site.
Oh, well, thank you. That was give me a whole nother job in itself. But the website is yourcompany.net. That's www.yourcompany.net. One of the first page is complete. That involves a notice sent to people who use the service.
Definitely. And, I mean, when I was there, I mean, you said that, and when I looked at it, you said it's going to be phase one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. One of the things I was intrigued by, too, that you were talking about, you're actually getting ready to start selling, computers on there, too.
Yeah, I am. I'm still, incorporating that right now at this time. So hopefully next week I'll be finished with that part. I'm hoping not to go to a phase three, but if I have to, I wanted to, make sure I have the majority of everything I needed. Because when it came to going through the update process, I found out that it wasn't going to be as quickly as I thought it was. But at the same time, that's okay. As long as everything is up the way it should be, yeah, I will be selling computers and also offering online computer training and putting up the necessary links for that.
Exactly. Now, so basically, we're going to give some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, of course, some of the basic stuff. You know, like some of the basic stuff you recommend that people should know about their computer, most definitely, because a lot of people, they're simple troubleshooting things or simple, everyday care that they do to their computer that they don't take into account that make their computer life last so much longer. So getting into that, what's some of the stuff you recommend for people, to help keep their computer running smoothly?
Quickly, a couple things. Number one, make sure your antivirus and anti-spyware programs are up to date. A lot of times you get viruses and like malware, possibly spyware, coming through because it's not up to date, number one. Number two, when you do your scanning, make sure it's done minimal weekly, but also keep this as a rule. The more often you use your computer, the more often you'll have to do the scanning and all of that. Another thing that needs to be done is what's called an optimization or defrag. When you first get in your computer, you don't necessarily have to do that maybe like around 3 to 6 months. But as your computer usage continues as it goes on, at least do it monthly. Because think of it as a jigsaw puzzle. You have like these pieces and these fragments of all your data files and all your other files. So they're fragmented. So you kind of use this analogy, put the piece of the puzzle back together so that your computer will, flow smoothly. Watch how you save your files, because if you don't have at least a minimum size hard drive of 100 gigabytes, that's minimum. I know the standards are going to change, which probably have already, but the days of 60 and 80 gigabyte hard drives are pretty much gone.
Right. Now, The other big thing I definitely want to know too is what was it here as well. I'm breaking for you. I'm on your show. You actually do what you do is you take the entertainment. What I like is a lot of times you take the entertainment world and you mix that with the computer world. You show how both of those correlate. Now, how important is that is? Because some people don't realize that. Some people take that for granted and realize how important technology is to the entertainment industry.
A lot of people don't realize it because these days, with technology, you have everything from digital downloads and all of that. I mean, iTunes, a lot of the resources that are available for many artists to promote their product, including such as CDBaby.com, through here at blogtalkradio.com and some of the other internet radio, not only podcast sites, but also internet station websites. Some artists don't know what I mean by when I say podcast. Some don't even know what I mean by saying certain files in particular format. And a lot of the conventional ways will manage them as foundation, but at the same time, you have to get your complete advantage because if you want a more spread of your product, you'll need to do this and have knowledge of technology. And in case you don't and you need a virtual promoter, well, I happen to be here to help you out.
Exactly. And because, for me, a lot of people, I talk to them and just simple things. You know, how important is to have a Twitter, how important is to have a Facebook. You know, just those things, some people take it for granted. Some people, as far as everyday people, you might not necessarily need it, but if you want to promote yourself, and a lot of those everyday people that they get a quick access, especially around the world, Twitter and Facebook is your quickest way to get to them sometimes. Some people don't take that into account.
Unfortunately, that's true. Don't take into account the fact that social media is very much widely used. And you're trying to reach your audience. A lot of your audience, a lot of your fans, are quite technically savvy. Any new fan you're trying to acquire are technically savvy. So you have to reach out for them. And I have heard this before, and I think still be hearing this again. There are different types of audio files within music, that's true. But the best format is what's called the MP3 format because there aren't too many sites that I know of, except for a few, that might take WAV files. And after that's not a form of audio file, yes, it is. But the most common is MP3. You have to have it in a presentable manner. And for people who don't know how to convert DVD files, which is the common file for CD, MP3 files, and a lot of times that's what's holding them up. And don't know how to convert them too. Now, if you need help in converting MP3 files, you need to outsource a service, here you go right here.
Well, definitely. Now, here's a tough question. It's always fun. I love asking technical people these questions because it stirs the drama up. As far as if you had to recommend people, which operating system to pick, would you pick Mac or PC?
Well, you know what? I have seen both of you, but I will say this. There was a workshop I went to about a year and a half ago, thanks to Mingles Online. Hey, Mingles. Not really, anyway. It was called the Be Seen, Be Heard Conference in Detroit, Michigan. And I headed by Warren G. And I had seen that all of them had Macintosh products. And I asked them, I said, just out of curiosity, why the Mac instead of the PC? Well, one of them, A&R representative from one of the record companies, and I'll let Sid explain what A&R means in just a moment. said that with the PC, they had too many problems, curses and all that. And when they tested it out with the PC and the Mac, they found the Mac, you know, was more seamless with them. And not only that, they were able to do more with the Mac than with the PC. In some parts of the industry, PC work out. In other parts of the industry, Macintosh works out better. You have to find out which one works out for you. If it happens to be Macintosh, go ahead and use it. I will say this, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people like the Macintosh, and I have to give kudos to Macintosh because graphically, the graphics are excellent. Whatever you see on the screen is what's going to be printed out when you print it out from Macintosh. And I will get Macintosh there.
Now, my personal experience, like, for instance, on this one, you know, me working on the mobile, because here comes with the fun stuff, starts the mobile part of things. Apple is just too strict about stuff. Now, for instance, like, one of the things I had to go through right now that's driving me nuts is, like, the photo library. Like, if you want to upload pictures, Android, people can do it easily. They can do it straight from their phone's library. BlackBerry the same way, but when it comes to the Apple iPhone, so when you try to upload pictures, the Safari browser isn't good about letting websites upload pictures.
Okay. Yeah,
that drives me nuts.
I'm going to mention about the smartphone because that's another thing a lot of artists and upcoming artists don't get. Being quite a technical society these days, a lot of people use their smartphones, their Androids, their tablets, their BlackBerry, so on and so forth. Because sometimes you'll go to places, let's say a coffee shop or something like that, and you see people's laptops, but you see also people using their smartphones. Because the smartphone is, and I had a show about this, believe it or not, kind of a mini computer for, you know, 2011, 2012. Because what you have your little TV screen on the phone, you have, you know, when you turn to use the keyboard, you have the component, and if you want to, you can use wireless internet or your smartphone via mobile hotspot, and you have to keep abreast with that, with Skype and all of that. If you want to audience reach, you have to be technically savvy or contract out someone who has the ability to help you become more technically savvy to promote your product. Like, and I'm going to get my shout out to your computer needs some Tulio LLC.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I say, that's one of my main concerns right now as far as, you know, everyone's always doing iPhones, so superior, but it's stuff like that drives me nuts. Like, if it's so superior, then why not get to more problems and make stuff work with it? So that's just my personal pet peeve. Now,
yeah.
I mean, another great question, you know, as far as, like, what computer needs .llc, what can we expect from you within these next couple of months?
Well, within the next couple of months, as you know, mentioned before, being able to purchase computers online, having more online training, some free, some limited, the ability to, if, let's say, if anybody needs for me to come speak to their event regarding technology and computers, the ability to, you know, fly me out and be public speaking, be part of a workshop, you know, if necessary, conduct a training if necessary. Other things, I do have a link on the link page because a lot of people I know they have, if any companies are free, and yes, I do offer free, you can get an industry trade classification for free and all the webinars and everything for free. On the yourcomputerneeds.tradeclub.com link, and you'll be able to find that on the yourcomputerneeds.net site. So when it comes to the free trade application, there's everything from agriculture to technology, of course, to multimedia, to different trades, and all from there. Because especially, I know a lot of graduations and everything's happening, but you also have people who have to do things during the summer and with preparing for school. For some of these classes, some of these colleges, you need to have additional research materials and don't. And I know finances are something else. That's one way to get the research material that you need. And for businesses, let's say they need to update their marketing collection, that's another way to do it.
Most definitely. And as far as like for people to sort of remind them, let everyone know how they can catch up all your stuff that you got going on. Let everyone know your website again, how they can keep up with what's going on with Computer Lady.
Well, what they can do, yourcomputernews.net. If you need to send an email, you can send it to support@yourcomputernews.net. Miss Computer Lady Show, Saturday from 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/ Miss Computer Lady. You can catch the show also on Tri-Loud Radio, www.triloudradio.com. You can also check me out on Ustream, ustream.tv/channel/ Miss Computer Lady, and also ustream.tv/channel/ Your Computer Needs of Khalil LLC. There's dashes in between Your Computer Needs of Khalil LLC. I do have one, a $10 pay-per-view that you're able to purchase. That was on the difference between Windows 7 and Windows 8, which I felt it was a great webinar. Like I said, that's a prepaid one, but it's at a great price. I'll be raising that price sometime next month, so I would suggest you all get it right now. And I do have a new side venture called Stars on the Rise, so hopefully you'll have me back on the show so I can explain more about that. But looking to, you know, grow the business for further, and I enjoy everybody. Thank you all, and thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate you. And to let you know that when it comes to car promotion, I do the best I can.
Well, definitely. One thing I want to definitely close out with is the fact that I like about what you did. Like, for instance, you picked something so unique. Well, a lot of people have not done this, taking and utilized the fact being able to take the tech industry and mix it with the entertainment industry and make it into a radio show. Some people just talk about computer tips all the time. And they don't bring that new edge to it. And then also the fact that you're a black woman doing it too, you know, it stands out more too, because, you know, it's a beautiful to see that a black woman is doing something like that and be able to have such a very positive impact into technology, because sometimes those people don't realize that. They think that y'all just look good and that's all y'all do. So it's good to see that.
Yep. And you can also catch me on Skype, and also forthcoming on YouTube for both sides. So be on the lookout for that.
Well, definitely. As we get ready to close on out, everyone, I will go ahead and just remind you, if you miss any parts of the show, then check it out at blogtalkradio.com/30day. That's CEDDY. Jay, and then you can go to iTunes, just Life of the Dust Live, and find an episode that has Miss Computer Lady on it, and then you can actually listen to it on there for free. So there you go. That's everything going on there. I am your boy, Steady Jay, and once again, it's definitely a pleasure to have you, Miss Computer Lady.
All right, thank you. I love you all.
So y'all know what that means. Many times me say my famous phrase, and that is, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a James, or where there's a Miss Computer Lady, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life is Just Live. Your boy, Sonny J. We are not going back live to Warsaw Wednesdays. All right. I'm out. In the words of Chris Brown, do this.